Okay, so letter Chaf Gimel 23. So in this letter, there's a lot of the Yesoides we're familiar with about Emunah Pshuta, but there's a few points here, particularly one at the end, which we can highlight, something new we haven't seen yet. So Rav Usha writes, וגם כבוי עקב שכבוי למשחלך והולך בעבודה סוי, להגיע למציאו סמונה פשוט ולדעס עשה שם. I sincerely hope that you'll be mechazik yourself and moving forward in your avodah to come to the metzias, the recognition of emunah pshuta in Hashem. And what's that? Hainu. She's barul ha-heitiv heitiv, that it should become very, very clear to you. Shekol kol choysev shela adam noivim mekoyach kol ha-koychis. That all the koyach that a mensch has comes from the source of all koyches. V'hu Hashem yisbarach, and He, the Rebbeinu shel Olam, is mashpil adam. He provides us brius, good health, v'shefa, kedei lekarev v'sa adam elav, in order to bring us close to Him. For what purpose? Sheyefarsim alakusa yisbarach b'cholam ha'isim b'cholam ha'makayim ha'is. To make known Hashem in everything which we do and in all places. That's Emunah Pshuta. And what's our role? Ha'adam Tzarech La says, Es Ha'isarusa Dilatata. We have to give a little bit. He's using a Kabbalah Lashon, found in many of the Sifrei Chassidus. Isarusa Dilatata means an awakening from below. And what's our part? What type of an awakening should we create? La'oyder Atzma Melamata, to awaken ourselves. B'chol Matzav Shehu, B'chol Makam Shehu, whatever matzav situation we find ourselves in, whatever place, lachapes hanakuda hapnimis shel ma'isav, to explore the inner nakuda of our actions, lakarvam lifnei bayrei, and to bring them before Hashem, kedei lesakus beiskashrus imitzias hamuna ketinak al shtei imay, in order to be zeichet to a connection. A metzias of emuna, a deep connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a child on his mother's lap, like we've said many times. She'ein lo ela es imay, that all we have is our mother. The only thing the child has is his mother for all of his needs. Whether it's for food, whether it's for comfort, for warmth, to change his diaper, whatever it is, it's the mother. That's the Shechina Ilah. Belishum seichel. And the child doesn't think. There's not a thought process. There's no considerations. And he's lacking nothing as long as he's with his mother. And this is how Klai Yisrael went to the Midbar, for example. We went to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, with the Shechina HaKadosha, and although it was a desert, Hashem provided all of our needs. And that's supposed to be a lesson for us, for all generations, which is why it's in the Torah, for us to learn each and every day in every generation. Kach gam anachnu, so Rav Usha says, so to us, mikoyach ha-bechira, Hanasim b'yadeinu, through the bechira, the free choice that Hashem has given us, aleinu levatel es atzmeinu bittel achar bittel. It is upon us to be mevatel ourselves, one bittel after the next. There's no end to the bittel. She'ein lanu shum davar mishel atzmeinu, that we have nothing of our own. We need to reflect upon everything which we have in our lives and to look at it and to say, this is not mine. This doesn't come from me. This doesn't belong from me. It's not my choice what to do with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barov Rachma v'chasadav ha-pshutim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only Him, from His great compassion upon us. Mashpi aleinu, He provides ki hu ha-tayiv ha-meiti levi yosef, in order to do good for us. And so therefore, when we do what we're supposed to do with it, even though it may hurt a little bit because we're not used to having our way, but when we do what we're supposed to do with it, when we use the tool properly, so that's for our greater good. Although maybe painful at the time to have to use it properly, whether it's the money which we have or our health, whatever choices we have to make, when we do the Ratzon Hashem, even though it may not feel so good, it may not be what we want to do, but to do the Ratzon Hashem is truly what we want to do, and we're making the right use out of what we have. So Rav Usha continues, Alin Lasa is Kolma Matzeinu Milchamteinu Lehis Ake Shalbiru Haimuna Itzel Atzmeinu Bisarinu. It's upon us to always be working, toiling, and going to war against the Itzahara to be Mevarer. In a stubborn way, he says. To be Mevarer, the Emuna upon ourselves, And as he says many times within our flesh, and to purify the guf, bebechinas mibsari echaz eleka, that should reflect Hashem's glory. In order to redeem ourselves from this metzias of our oppressor, which is the Sidno Shalalam, which is the Satan, the Yitzhahara, Hamavakish Hemshech Shitasa Ba'olam, who is constantly pursuing domination over the world, over ourselves, Irbuv Ubilbal Hadas, through confusion, by confusing the people. So we have to be very strong in Takif and very persistent in being Mevar the Emun Pshuta and being Makabal the Yisurim Behava and the purification of the Guf, which takes place through that process. Because the Satan is working very hard, and we have to also work equally as hard or even more in order to be Menatzeach, to overcome. And then he writes something very beautiful here, the idea we mentioned earlier, something new. To identify who is this Satan, who is this Yitzhahara. The Satan, the Yitzhahara, is nothing more than Hashem's Shliach. But Hashem Yisbarach wants, although the Yitzhahara, the Satan, has a duty to perform, that's to challenge us, he's only sent to us in that way so that we should overcome. And he's sent in order to be defeated. And this is Hashem's tainug. You can even add, this is also the Yitzhahara's tainug. Because he wants to be defeated, and it's the simcha of the Yitzhahara when he's defeated. Like we've pointed out before from the Tzaddikim, that when Yaakov battles Esav, I should say the Sarah Shal Esav in Parshas Vayishlach. So when Yaakov is victorious, so this Malach of Esav says, let me be free, set me free. I have to go sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is he singing Shira? L'chaira, only the victor sings Shira. But no. So the Satan Shal Esav, which is the Satan, he was very happy that he was defeated. That was his purpose, was to be defeated. And this was his first Shira, because Lamaisa, the Satan always wins. But he met his match, because Yaakov was greater than him. And so since Yaakov defeated Esav, his Satan, so this was the opportunity for the Satan to sing Shira. He fulfilled his purpose. And when you fulfill the Tachlis, you sing Shira. And that's the Tainug of Hashem Yisbarach, but also, Lahavdil, the Tainug of the Satan Yitzhahara as well. He wants to be defeated. That's his Shlichus. Is to start up, but to be defeated. So that we should be zeichet to a complete geula in all of its glory. After all of the yisurim, all the struggles, all the pain, throughout all the goliuses, the hashmados, and the shmads, the harigos, the meshach kol shnois doros, throughout all the generations, of all the slaughterings of Yidden, throughout this golus, who pizur Yisrael, and the scattering and dispersing of Klai Yisrael, ba'amim, throughout all the nations, v'chokatz v'tevel, every corner of the earth, v'yidei avidaseinu v'giyaseinu ha'amitis, but through our work, our yegia, b'ratzon shalom u'pashat, v'bakashas ha'dvekas b'keil elya, in seeking, in a very true and simple way, dvekas with Hashem, which comes through emunah, like the Baal Shem Tov says many times, emunah is dvekas, so therefore emunah pshuta equals dvekas, nizke therefore letikon hashlemus deres bar naim ha'elyon, will be zeichet to the complete geula and to see the Or Hashem, asher ein kol bia yochol lahasig zeis, which is infathomable to any creation. Leor shivas mibereishis, the light of the 7 days of creation, asher gonas latzadikim, which has been hidden for tzadikim, that we should be amongst them. And he concludes with the bracha, as always, mekerev lev nefesh, from the depths of my soul and heart. Ani shaleach lechem birchasi hane'emana. I send to you my bracha. Brius toiva, to have good health. Viroiv nachas, and a lot of nachas from the children, va'oishar, and happiness of kol toiv. Venizke l'shmoyer mimkem besoyes toivis, and to hear good tidings from you. V'ashem yashpia aleichem, bracha v'atzach b'chamayis edechen. Amen. Ken yihiratzai.